the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is a Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook and brutal battles on frozen tundra. A deep voice guy usually narrating in the background. That is normally the case for NFC North matchups, well, unless you play in Minnesota most of the time or Detroit because those are dome stadiums. But still, it's a black and blue division, and Lundy, we've been previewing all of the futures wagers tied to every single division in the NFL. And today with the NFC North, this is how it lays out. Green Bay, still the favorite right now, and you know there is a lingering question and a giant one for a guy that's having his best life imaginable on the paradisical islands of Hawaii, and that is one Aaron Rodgers. We're going to see if he's going to remain with the pack. If he does, you know, obviously the minus odds are going to certainly apply there for them taking the division. If it's the Jordan Love show, and he's like Will Smith in the last episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, kind of standing in the living room all alone because he's got no receivers because none of them showed up to OTAs, then obviously the lines are going to sway. So as it stands now with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, they would be my pick. But if he gets dealt to, say, I don't know, Denver, then the calculus changes dramatically in this division. And the Bears at 3-1, no bias at all here, become fascinating. And Minnesota at plus 275. And let's be honest, nobody gives a crap about Detroit at 20-1.
Nobody cares about Detroit. Look at you just completely alienating an entire
You're the
populace.
One who alienated the Jets
earlier this week. I did. The largest metropolitan area in the United States is now protesting on social media. No, I'll tell you what, Brad. If there's no Green Bay, give me Chicago. And give me an NFC North that's going to wind up looking like the NFC East did last year, where you're coming down to week 17, week 18, week 19, whatever it is, and all of a sudden we're like, does anybody want this division? Anybody at all? And then somebody just emerges and winds up with a home game with a 7-10 record to be able to start off the playoffs. So, yeah, I'll tell you what. If there's no Aaron Rodgers, I'm jumping on Chicago because, yeah, why not?
A couple of downsides of the Bears, truthfully speaking here. Number one, Matt Nagy and their infatuation with Andy Dalton. If Justin Fields, if you could guarantee me that Justin Fields is going to start by week three, I'd 100% be on board with you this election. And point number two, according to our buddy Mike Clay at ESPN, the Bears have the toughest projected schedule, 32 out of 32 NFL teams this upcoming season. So
that's also based on the idea that they're taking on a Green Bay team with Aaron Rodgers. That strength of schedule changes if Aaron isn't there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, there's roster turnover everywhere. So I don't necessarily hammer home the idea that the Bears are going to indeed at the end of the day have the toughest schedule in the entirety of the National Football League. And look, if you want to get on that futures wager or anything else, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sports. Sportsbook, and it's playoff time. Big stakes, bigger promotions. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $5 into $200. That's 40-1 odds on any basketball game. All you got to do is pick any team that is still in the hunt for the trophy, and if that team wins, you will receive $200 in free credits. That's right. Pick any team that is still in contention. Bet $5, and if that team wins, you cash $200 in free credits. All it takes to claim these 40-1 odds of the basketball team of your choosing is placing a $5 bet on the team and that team to win. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $5 into $200 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choosing to win their next game, and if they do, you can claim $200 in free credits. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania. Residents only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, the NHL playoffs. And I saw that Vegas got shut out by the Wild. And now the Avalanche are going to have to wait on pins and needles to find out who they're going to play as that series is extended to the maximum number of games. But what else we got on the docket tonight, and how'd you do last night?
Well, last night was kind of a split, 7-10 split there on the old bowling lane. That was kind of where we were. We split on our props. We split on our featured picks. Expected to see something, maybe a pulse, anything out of the Florida Panthers. Nothing. Tampa rolling on into the second round. But I did say that I thought the Islanders would continue their run, that they would upset the Penguins, and they did. So the Islanders move on now. They will take on Boston. So pretty funny to see of the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds in the next round. It'll be the 3 and 4. That's right. The 1 and 2 are gone that division. But we've got a chance for a couple more teams to advance tonight, of which I think one will. Let's start off there, and that's Toronto taking on Montreal. Look, Montreal surprised everybody and took game one. But since then, Toronto has gone on a tear and has managed to beat up Montreal. So now Toronto, the Leafs in the lead in the best of 7, 3-1. I think Toronto closes it out tonight, and they are heavy juiced favorites. So rather than paying attention to that money line, we're going to look at that regulation line, and we're going to take Toronto in the 60 minutes at a minus 136. The truth is, Montreal, Carey Price has been doing everything he can between the pipes to try to help the Habs. The problem is they're a defensive-minded team, and they can't freaking score. So Carey Price is doing everything he can to try to keep these games close by trying to keep Toronto out of the net. But the problem is his teammates are not helping him. Montreal is just not scoring. And so because of that, I don't think we're going to see an overtime. I think we're going to see Toronto move on to the next round. So let's take the Leafs in regulation.
Squeeze the juice on the Leafs.
Number four.
All right, Lundy, NHL pick numero dos. What you got for me?
Well, I think we're going to see in this one the same thing that we saw last night. I think we're going to see a team force that deciding Game 7, and that is Nashville. They are going to be at Bridgestone Arena tonight taking on Carolina. The Canes are the better team, but so far in the first 5 games of this series, the home team has won all 5. This has followed chalk based on home ice advantage. They are adding another couple thousand fans to Bridgestone Arena tonight, so it's going to be up to close to 14,000, I think, is the number.
Nice.
And those Nashville fans are already crazy.
They're drunk. They're already drunk.
Absolutely. It's like a Garth Brooks concert in the 90s. But Bridgestone's going to be rocking, and it would have been rocking even without 2,000 more people. Yusei Saros, who has been in net for the Preds, has been 15-3 at home over the course of the regular season. He's got a .941 save average and giving up only 1.86 goals against so far this season. He's so far in this postseason, by the way, he is the second goaltender of all time to go back-to-back playoff games with 50 or more saves. It's only happened twice, and he has done it here in the postseason. So I think this all rests on Saros. I think it rests on the shoulders, the very drunk shoulders, of the fans in the stands at Bridgestone. And so I am going to take Nashville, and they are a plus 123. Yes, they are the underdog in this game. So jump on that, because I think more and more people are going to be betting on the Preds as we go through this day, and I think that juice is going to keep ticking down. So if you're listening early in the day, go jump on this one as soon as you can and take the Preds to force a game 7.
Like Taylor Lewan, shotguns ultras, slam the Preds.
Number 3.
All right, moving on to the NBA. And let's talk about a man who is breathing fire, emitting fireballs from his fingers against the Denver Nuggets so far in this series. And of course, I'm talking about Dame Lillard of the Portland Trail Blazers, as the Blazers welcome Denver to Oregon. And I'm going to take the over, Lundy, here. And I've seen the line anywhere at 32.5 or 33.5 on his points total. It doesn't matter. I'm over on either one. He's gone for 34 and 42 in the first 2 games in this series. You know that postseason Dame is usually making all kinds of dollars when you bet the overs across the board, especially in the assists category, which I've made a lot of money. And that's starting to creep up now. It was at 7.5. Now it's at 8.5 at most of the books. But I still think the points is a good wager to make. He's going to be good for anywhere between 23 to 26 shots. And Denver is the 8th best matchup for a point guard over the last 15 games, according to the FTN Daily Advanced DVP tool. So do you dare fade Dame? I sure as hell will not. I am over 32.5 or 33.5. Again, it doesn't matter. Points against the Nugs. Fade or follow?
I will follow, but I'm really curious to see what Michael Malone does from a defensive standpoint up against Lillard in this one. Obviously, the switch was made that put Aaron Gordon on him. That slowed him down. They need some size on him. Facu Campazzo he's fun to watch, man. I've been referring to him on the Denver Nuggets as basically Manu Ginobili 2.0.
Yeah,
because he is a Tasmanian devil all over the court. He's that annoying mosquito that is somewhere in the tent when you're camping and you can't quite find it, but it's just buzzing. That's Campazzo. But the problem is, as fun as he is that way, he's not a defensive stopper that is going to somehow body up on Dame and make it difficult for him with the shots. I think they've got to put some bigger bodies on Lillard to try to slow him down, maybe even a rotation of guys. And I want to see what they do defensively. But this is all about, in my opinion, just trying to keep Dame under 35. It's not like this defense is going to suddenly shut him down and he's only going to have 21 points, especially not at the Moda Center. So I agree with you on the over. I like it a little better at 32.5, obviously, than 33. I'll take any little extra edge I can, but I think he's going to get his points even if Denver can slow him down.
Hot damn! Stay fiery, Dame.
Number two.
All right, from one megastar in the NBA to another. How about King James, and I think he's going to sit on the throne in a category you might not be thinking about tonight, and it's at plus odds. I'm talking about made triples against the Phoenix Suns. It's 2.5, Lundy, and I'm going to take the over on this. Again, at plus 125. You look at what LeBron has done against the Suns in three games this season, including one tilt before he injured his ankle in the regular season. He went four triples, three triples, and three triples again. So consistently getting over this number, 3 for 3 in the category. In the postseason, he has jacked 16 three-point shots, shooting north of 40%. From downtown. Yeah, Phoenix in the regular season was number 4 in three-point percentage D, giving up just 35.3%. And they were also number 5 in fewest made threes allowed per game. But King James, yeah, you know he's got a spot up. They've been giving him a little bit of a cushion in this series. I think he's going to knock down uno, dos, tres. And again, cash in on that plus 125. You seduced by the juice with me on this one, my man. Fade or follow LeBron over 2.5 made triples.
Yeah, I like this one a lot, especially at the plus odds. You talk about what he's been able to do against this team. We talk about them maybe sagging off of him a little bit, trying to keep him from driving so he's open out there on the outside. You know he's going to make you pay. And this is an achievable number, especially at plus odds. So, yes, as good as Phoenix has been looking, give me James from outside. Yes, three triples easy, maybe even four. This might be one that we're not necessarily bet sweating late in the night.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Throw an entire crown at King James.
Number one.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to Major League Baseball. We're talking about a guy who is the show, and that is Mr. Ohtani, and he is going to take the mound tonight for the L.A. Angels, your home run leader. Actually, Vlad Guerrero Jr. right now has surpassed him. I think he hit number 16 yesterday, but Ohtani at number 15. But we're going to talk about what his arm could do tonight against the Oakland A's, and I am going to take the under on Oakland total team runs in this game at 4.5. It is juiced to the under at minus 130, but look what Ohtani has done as a pitcher this season. Two earned runs or fewer in 5 of 6 games started. Sensational 2.37 ERA, 13.35 K per nine, where it gets a little sketchy, a little murky with him, is his control. An unsightly 6.53 walks per nine so far this season, which may indicate, hey, an ERA correction could be on the horizon. I do worry about the Los Angeles Angels bullpen, too. The fifth highest ERA in Major League Baseball, 5.03. But Oakland, man, has really struggled at home this season, swinging the bat, hitting just .216 with a .707 OPS and averaging 4 runs per game. So as long as Ohtani is on, and normally he is, I think the A's have 4 runs or fewer in this game and cashes on that under. Fade or follow?
I will be boring and follow all of your picks today.
Oh, maybe no, we're cursed.
Maybe the tequila has already kicked in a little early here on a Thursday. I may or may not have spiked the coffee this morning, so you never know. You never know with me. But no, I agree because of Ohtani. Now, if he's on, but we can say that about any pitcher. You know, there's only one guy that seems to always be on, and that's DeGrom. But other than
that, that's true.
We could say that about any pitcher. Sometimes they've got bad nights, but I don't think tonight's going to be the night that that happens to Ohtani. So I like this idea of taking Oakland under 4.5.
All right, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, before the bartender pours me a stiff drink, Lundy, let's go ahead and get out of here with some bonus time. What else do you like?
Yeah, let's roll through this. Obviously, just the two games on the docket tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but let me put together some player props for you. First off, let's start with a two-leg parlay on guys. Just need 1 point out of each of these guys, Mitch Marner and Sebastian Aho. You remember that. He's one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. But those guys very heavily favored to be able to get a point because they're obviously extremely active on offense for both of their squads. But if you put both of those guys together, you get it to a plus 106. So I like that, each of them to be able to tally a point. In the Carolina-Nashville game, give me Philip Forsberg for an anytime goal at a plus 175. And then I'm going to throw this one out there. The over-under in that Nashville-Carolina game is 5.5, which is very typical for a hockey game. However, it is in your favor on the over. As of tape time, it is a plus 112. And I am taking that because of the fact that these teams have played three games in a row that have gone to overtime. And the two games that Nashville has won in this series actually went to double overtime. And I think I could easily see a game where we're tied up going into an overtime or things are a little hairy in the third. And I think they can get up over this 5.5 number. So I like the fact that it's juiced up. So I'm going to take the over of goal total between Nashville and Carolina at plus 5.5.
Oh, daddy like, daddy want, daddy need. Those are some fine selections, my good man. I'm going to go to Major League Baseball. Give me the Chicago White Sox on the run line at minus 114 going up against the O's and Bruce Zimmerman, the lefty, sporting a really disgusting 5.59 ERA. And the White Sox rake against Southpaws, hitting 280 against left-handed pitchers this season with an 832 OPS. So I think the White Sox win by two or more runs. And in the NBA, give me Dante DiVincenzo. Hey, yeah. And I think it's going to be money in the bank for him on the over in rebounds, Lundy. He has been ice cold shooting here in the postseason, first couple of games for the Bucks, but he has been grabbing a ton of boards. 7, 10, and 9 rebounds is what he has posted in three matchups against the Miami Heat this season. The line is 5.5 rebounds, and it's not juiced heavily to the over yet at minus 113. Miami in the regular season, number 29 in defensive rebounding percentage allowed. So DiVincenzo, hey, I think it's going to score some cash money on that over 5.5 boards. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review. Would you kindly helps out our show enormously. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score a 10% subscription discount today. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.